Soggy bottoms. Am I reading the right stuff here? Soggy bottoms, firm buns, and nice nuts. If you're a fan of the Great British, I thought Vinny wrote that, of the Great British Bake Off, you'll know what I'm talking about. The hit show is getting bawdier by the week, and it's not going down well in some places. The BBC has received a few complaints about the constant innuendo. Whatever could they mean? Have a listen to this.
Matron, please, I'm not that kind of doctor.
Marks.
Set me.
You have got 2 hours to pop Mary's cherry in the oven and bring it out again.
Typically, I do this on the floor because it gets so stiff. I'm not sure if I'm allowed.
3, 2, stop touching your dough balls. 1.
That's it.
1 very sexy sauna.
Thank you.
Well, I haven't stretched myself today because I'm stretching myself tomorrow.
Is that your ring?
Yes.
It's very shallow.
You can't keep a tart waiting. Time is money. Time is money.
Get out. Can I help you?
We've had a little bit of... Was that leakage?
That was me being a clumsy lad. As I put it in, I knocked it. Once it's knocked,
you've got a steady hand. You've shown us in the past.
Usually.
There's a lot of moisture there, isn't there? A lot of wetness.
Are they nice and soft, Louis, your pairs?
That's a good question. What's the test?
I've got a nice pair, Louis.
Well, we're getting good length, aren't we?
How much length do you want?
To be commended on your nuts by Mary Berry. You've had a great day, Miss.
What do you think? Do you love a bit of innuendo or does it make you cringe? Heidi McAlpine with us this morning. Morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And the etiquette expert, I told this man he was banned from my show. He's a little bit too posh for me. William Hansen has sneaked his way on. Good morning, Mr. Hansen.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan.
This is against my better judgment that someone as posh as you enters the Nolan Show. You should really be on Good Morning Ulster or Talkback or Evening Extra, but you certainly have no place on the Nolan Show, Mr. Hansen.
They begged me to come back on.
Well, they can beg away and they're welcome to you. What do you think about this innuendo, William?
There is a time and a place for innuendo, and incessant innuendo, as we now seem to have on the Great British Bake Off, is a little bit boring. And it's a cheap tactic, I think, that they have resorted to just to get people tweeting along and, oh gosh, did you spot this innuendo and talking about it? And since it's moved to BBC One, various things have changed, and obviously they've decided to up the innuendo. And it's not the worst thing that they could be doing, but it's just a bit sort of end of pier.
Have you ever watched it?
Yes, I do occasionally watch it, yes.
Heidi?
Well, as your intro suggests, it cuts to the core, the very essence of British seaside humour, and William there is probably British to the core. So he, of all people, should appreciate this carry-on baking meets Benny Hill scenario. A wee bit of Victoria Wood sprinkled in, and let's not forget Esther Runson and her rude vegetables way back in the day on That's Life. I mean, this association of food and sex being bedfellows goes way back, probably to caveman. So we're only regurgitating something that's been always been part of our culture. It all began, I mean, way back with Nigella Lawson, who brought it back into the mainstream. I mean, the things, the way she licks a spoon would put a lady of the night to shame.
Yes, but I think there is, it is a show, at the end of the day, the Bake Off is a show about baking, cakes and bread. And that is what we are tuning in to watch. That's originally back in Series 1. We tuned in to watch cakes and bread. And, okay, we got to like Mary Berry's bomber jackets and everything else and Melon Sue's links, etc. But there is just, it's almost, you're expecting it to happen and you're sort of sitting there thinking, oh, gosh, come on, get on with it. Yes, okay, it's a bun. Ha, ha, ha. Funny, funny, funny. We've done that. Yes, okay, it, once or twice, it is quite funny. But if we constantly do it, as they now do, it just devalues it.
But they're not constantly doing it, William. I was very disappointed. I tuned in to last night's show, which was all about donuts. I mean, you'd like to think that there's a perfect opportunity to go bawdy. And all I got was some chunky nuts. And one of the contestants, Richard, Sue asking Richard, how much length do you want? I mean, I was very disappointed, quite frankly. And I put the children to bed early because I didn't want their little innocent ears to hear such filth. But it wasn't that bad. It really wasn't that bad. And even the late night, or not late night, but 10 o'clock Joe Brand, you know, after hours version of it where they talk about it, was perfectly innocent. And William, come on, it's not just a baking show. Nobody really goes and makes these great concoctions and art. They just watch it for a bit of crack, a bit of humour.
I think people do. I mean, I've occasionally watched Bake Off and then gone to make a croquembouche.
There you go. Need we say any more?
I've never watched the programme in my life, Heidi.
Well, you're missing out.
Really?
I mean, don't... Fanny Craddock.
Who?
Yes, exactly. Well, she unwittingly invented the double entendre for the double oven. And then you've got, you know, the hairy biker having a wet dream... Or, sorry, a dream about Delia running naked, handing him garlic mash. He talked about this on the show last night, the late night show with Joe Brand. It runs through the very dough of our being. Food, love, romance, aphrodisiac, oysters, chocolates and Valentine's Day.
Oh, no. You're
entwined.
We're all sex mad. It's disgusting. It's everywhere.
Well, if we don't have it, then we can't exist. So why not have a bit of fun?
Well, there's time and a place.
Oh, for goodness sake, lighten up, William.
Exactly.
I don't think BBC One at 8 o'clock is that time or place.
Do you know, I think I've found a place for you, William. I think now that Crawley is the new presenter of Talkback, I think you should be his stand-in. I think you would fit in well.
Well, get your people to contact my people.
How much would you cost?
Sorry?
How much would you cost?
Oh, well, whatever he charges, I'll charge at least double.
Crawley does it for 50 quid a shift. A shift, he's cheap.
Well, I'll do it for 45.
Thank
May
you, William.
May I say, William, you're very stiff for a gentleman.
Beg your pardon, madam.
Thank you very much, Heidi and William. Thank you. Good morning. It's ridiculous.